Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSE Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. And I have back with us our good friend. We usually talk about the trade deficit, and he wrote the book, Selling Us Out, and Us is U.S. Out. And we have been sold out. We've been sold down the river, so to speak, and out across the ocean, and however you want to talk about it. But today we're going to talk about the jobs and the infrastructure here in the United States. And we welcome back J.R. Martin. Jay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you, Beth Ann, for having me back.
Oh, you're more than welcome. You're more than welcome. I sent you an article this morning. I don't know if you had time to look at it.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, what did you think of that?
Well, actually, I did a little more research. I like it. I didn't have a lot of time. But the concern I've got with what they're talking about in that article and the approach that they're advocating is that this is a theory that austerity brings prosperity. And that's not true. And so the issue is that, maybe for the listeners, let them know.
I was going to say they haven't a clue what we're talking about.
That's a concern. And so we can talk about that more depth. Maybe you can tell the listeners what the article is about that you sent to me.
All right, I will do that. This is coming from the Daily Signal as part of the Heritage Foundation, and it's kind of good news. It is kind of good news, and we're going to talk to JR about it a little bit, and then we're going to go into some other things. But this is talking about the state of North Carolina, and they decided to do some cutbacks. And they cut back the length of the time and the amount of money for unemployment, which knocked a lot of people out off of the unemployment list. And I guess they had to search a little bit harder. They found out as long as they were getting enough to get by, they weren't searching for jobs. That's kind of what I got from that. Isn't that what you got from that, JR?
Well, that's the way it was framed, so
yes.
We could talk about that.
Okay. And then they also did some other cutbacks. And so, anyway, they have created jobs there. Not created the jobs, but jobs have grown there because of some of the actions that they have taken. And one of the paragraphs here, and I kind of put a little star about it because I wanted to share it. It says, then a funny thing happened. It's after a few months, the unemployment rate started to decline rapidly and job growth climbed. Not just a little, but nearly 200,000 jobs have been added since 2013. And the unemployment rate has fallen to 5.5% from 7.9%. Well, we know those numbers are kind of fudged anyway, but this will go on. There is a debate about how many of North Carolina's unemployment got jobs and how many dropped out of the workforce or moved to another state. But the job market is vastly improved and people didn't go hungry in the streets. And on the Tax Foundation Index of Business Conditions, North Carolina has been has catapulted to 16th from the dismal 44th since 2013. Now, we have looked at some of these and where the states are sized up on that end, and many of them, that one was down low, and New Jersey has been pretty low on the list, too, and I just throw that out because their great governor wants to be president. And anyway, so I was kind of impressed with some of the things that they did here, and I know maybe it isn't the perfect thing, and you can help me pick it apart because you're a little better in economics than I am, quite a bit better. But I think the thing that struck me is that they were comparing it then to Kansas, and everybody, you know, Kansas tried to do the same thing and it failed, but they didn't do the same thing because they didn't cut any of their deficits. They didn't stop any of their spending, and part of what they did in North Carolina was give up some of those federal dollars, and it seemed to help them. And that kind of may put a little smile on my face, even though it may not be the altogether solution. Stopping taking the money from the federal government, which is our money in the first place, is crucial, and I think it's hard to break that apron string for the states and for the people, don't you?
No, I agree. And, I think, I'll just say that I'm concerned about what they're advocating. And the Heritage Foundation, too, they're for free trade. And
they support
TPP. They support all these agreements that are destroying the U.S. economy. So I'm no fan of the Heritage Foundation.
I understand that. I understand that.
And so what they're saying here is, you know, first of all, let's ship all the factories, let's ship all the jobs, the high-paying jobs, somewhere else. And then what are we left with in the United States? We're left with a greatly diminished industrial base and a greatly diminished tax base. So then what we end up saying is, okay, if we get on this path and we say, well, let's not bring the jobs and factories back, let's not have that discussion, but instead let's look at what's left now in this middle class that's under severe economic pressure. And so let's take those folks and let's basically make them the bad guys. Let's say that the folks that we now have that can't find work that's equivalent to what they've lost, now let's force them into very low-wage jobs so that now they have to sell their homes and sell their cars and greatly diminish their standard of living just so they can say they have a job. And if they don't take that option, then basically we are going to put them in a really basically a poverty-level existence. So they really don't have good choices. They got two bad choices there in a lot of cases.
Okay. Now I didn't read into this in the North Carolina in this article that they were getting jobs from outside the state.
Well, no. Here's what's happened though. So the data that I've got in my book shows that the fastest growing jobs in the United States, and this is what these states and the federal government, they don't report the details. The devil is in the details.
All right.
The details are the jobs that they're saying and the unemployment rate's so low. These jobs that are being created, the majority of them are minimum wage, low-paying jobs with no benefits. So that's why you have Obamacare, because they don't have health insurance. They don't offer any type of benefit. So, yeah, you can say I've got more people employed, but employed doing what? You know, are they working at Burger King, McDonald's? Employed doing what? What does it mean that you created 280,000 jobs like this latest jobs report that came out? What does that mean? Well, when you go deeper into these jobs reports, you see that the majority of these jobs are low-paying, low-wage jobs with no benefits. And so what you're doing is you're creating and it's been going on for a while, you're creating the working poor. And then that's where I really take issue with this, because this isn't a strategy. This is just, hey, let's just throw a bunch of stuff out there and make people feel like things are getting better when they really aren't. And this is where basically people are quietly and silently being impoverished in their homes. And a lot of people, you know, this is where it truly is the middle class is in crisis in this country. And it's because of this type of mindset where we basically have shipped all these jobs, all these good paying jobs with benefits, with health insurance, so forth. We shipped them offshore. And now we're telling people, hey, look, you've got jobs available to you. You know, you can go work in your local retail establishment. You can go work in your local fast food establishment.
Yeah, we're becoming a service industry is what we're becoming here in the United States.
Yeah, and that's why we're now having this argument about minimum wage. And talk that I gave maybe almost a year ago down in Texas, I said, you know, instead of arguing about paying people factory wages to work in Burger King, we should be talking about how to get people back in factories and out of Burger King.
Oh, I think so, too. And I think, you know, when we really talk about what's going on, you know, they keep talking about health care, but Obamacare has nothing to do with health care. It has everything to do with forced insurance and fines and taxation.
Exactly.
And it has absolutely nothing to do with anybody's health. I thought some of the things they did in this article made sense. Now, I can understand what you're saying, but we have got to start, you know, on the minimum wage. I don't know how to put it. It's smoke and mirrors. I mean, it's just showing you something that isn't real. Because if you raise the wage, you're going to knock out some jobs or knock out hours. And you know what? Why wouldn't the government be for you making more money? Because the more money you make, the more they take out of your paycheck. We're going into a break, JR. Hang on.
Sure.
We're going into a break. Your calls are welcome today at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And JR and Beth Ann will be right back.
If you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376 or go to WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range Magazine. 5 quarters of Range Magazine, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, and her real buckaroo calendar. Plus a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
You stroll out to the barn to check on those calves, kids, or lambs, and at first glance, you know something is not right. A weak kid, a calf who cannot nurse, or a ewe who does not have enough colostrum for her newborn lambs. Your role switches from caretaker to rescuer. In these situations, minutes count. Having the right products on hand is vitally important. Visit the animal care category at HambyDairySupply.com to stock up on your medical needs. At Hamby Dairy Supply, they understand because their family has been raising livestock since 1954. With their years of experience, they can help you with your needs, including planning for those livestock emergencies. Visit HambyDairySupply.com for colostrum, Energy Plus energy supplements, Formula 911, and Arrest Drench products. Stock up today and be prepared. HambyDairySupply.com or give them a call at 1-800-306-8937. Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with J.R. Martin. Our goal today is to talk about jobs and infrastructure. And we started out with an article that I shared from the Heritage Foundation. And yes, we don't agree with them on everything. And I'll just put that right out there, J.R. I do say okay. That whenever I put that out there, because we don't agree with them on the TPP. Absolutely not. And I think they're being fooled like everyone else, you know. They're following this corporatism and the cronyism, and even though they write a lot of articles against cronyism, the TPP is just, you know, it's a mistake. NAFTA and CAFTA and GATT, they've been a mistake, and we can't seem to see it. While there might have been a few benefits, we see the unintended consequences, and we see the fallout that's happening, and the fact that we're losing industry. It's not just about the trade, though, losing our industry. A lot of it has to do with this bureaucracy and all the fines and the mandates and the regulations that are just absolutely strangling the industries here in the United States and tying up our resources. So we're battling several things, and I know that you agree with most of that anyway.
Yeah, I do. I agree with it. Yeah, and I agree. Well, I argue in the book we need smart regulations we need collaboration between government and industry.
Well, you know, I have Bill Bullard on from RCAF USA. In fact, he'll be on again next week, and we talk about these trade issues. And he says we get, people accuse us of being against trade. He said we're not against trade. We're against stupid trade.
Exactly.
He said we want smart trade. And, you know, we are a global world. So we're going to have to do some of that. We just have to. And it should be to a benefit. but it hasn't been.
Yep. So so I agree. You know, and when we talked the last time I was on your show, and we talked about coming back on today, if I could suggest, you know, maybe one of the things I wanted to talk about was this social issues and the jobs and infrastructure that we're seeing, the decline of our society really because of a lot of these things that we're talking about.
Okay, let's do it.
Yeah. So we've got these riots in Ferguson, and we had those down in your area, and then we also had the Baltimore situation, and the two really are linked, and not because of race. That's really a smokescreen. Really, what we're talking about is economics. And so when you look in these areas, and you're going to see more of this happening around the country, where we put our because of the decline, especially in these urban areas and even in a lot of rural areas, you've got a lot of towns and communities that were relying on factory jobs that no longer exist. These factories have been shuttered. And so a lot of these people, they're forced into either minimum wage jobs or they're long-term unemployed. And so the government, of course, we've been borrowing money, as we know, and they've been shifting, they've been spending all the social programs. They've been kind of keeping a lid on a boiling pot. And what we've done is we've told law enforcement, hey, your job is to keep all these people under control and make sure things don't spin out of control in these areas where we've got high unemployment and lack of jobs and so forth. And now what's happening is what happens when people do that, they get bored, they get into trouble. And so you got a certain percentage of the population, no matter what, they're not going to adhere to any rules. I think the majority of the people, especially in these areas, if they had good opportunities, if they had factories, if they had jobs that they could go to where they could provide a decent living for their families, they would be doing that instead of occupying their time, stirring up civil unrest and chaos.
You know, we've seen a lot of the gangs that have come in and a lot of some of these aren't necessarily birthed here. They come from outside. We see a lot of this coming in from some of the legal and illegal aliens that we have in this country right now. We have Steve from Illinois. Steve, how are you today?
Hey, good morning. So I'm going to alter my comment a little bit based on what your guest was just now saying. You know, our urban areas really are gutted, and I live near one. In this country, we have absolutely no real economic growth for these people. And then you look at both of our political parties, there really are pro-immigration, in particular bringing in low-end workers that are basically diluting the low end of the economy. So, you know, unless we stop this and we actually put together a program of some real economic growth in this country, our you know, on a per capita basis, our standard of living is going to continue to fall.
JR.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
You know, I agree there's some, too.
Yeah, and I may have mentioned this statistic on your phone call, and this is where I would like to take issue with a lot of these so-called think tanks in Washington, D.C. The issue they don't talk about is, and this goes back to trade, it's economics, is the trade deficit for the United States out of 196 countries, we're 196, and we have been for a while. And just to put this in perspective, our trade deficits in this country are 10 times higher than the 195th country, which is Turkey. So what that represents is the depletion of the real wealth of our economy. And that's what's happened. That's been going on for decades.
True. You know, what do we really make in this country? We basically import everything.
Mm-hmm. And what's happening is wealth is flowing out. It's flowing out.
Sure.
And that's why they're facing these huge budget deficits. Now, again, you got to balance the budgets and so forth. But if the federal government and all the state governments really did balance the budgets and cut taxes and did the things North Carolina was saying, we would have social chaos in this country, I guarantee you. Because these people that are dependent now on the government, unfortunately, they would be out in the streets screaming because there wouldn't be any money for them. There wouldn't be any food.
Absolutely. Appreciate your time.
All right. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate that. You know, when we're talking about what's gone on in Ferguson and in Baltimore and across this nation, you know, it's we have desperate people. And unfortunately, I think our welfare system keeps them that way.
Yeah,
and I think we keep them pinned down, and I think it's wrong. It's an injustice to them. I think it's another type of slavery, and we just keep promoting it, especially the Democrat Party, but the Republicans not a whole lot different. But they just keep promoting it instead of encouraging. Is they never want to, they never really want to check. You know, it's like giving an aspirin for the symptoms, but you don't check what's causing the symptom.
Yep.
And that's what we keep doing in this nation, whether it's with health care, whether it's with our jobs. I mean, they keep bringing in the, whether it's legal or allowing the illegal. You know, when they bring in the legal immigrants, they tell us that they're to fill jobs that the United States people aren't qualified to do.
Mm-hmm.
You know, why aren't we qualified to do them? Have they dumbed us down so bad in the public school system that we can't, it's not because we're not smart enough.
Mm-hmm.
Why aren't we able to do these things? Why are they doing that? And then, of course, their excuse with bringing in the illegals, well, they're taking jobs you're not willing to do.
Yeah.
So we're kind of in a catch can, and you know, six one way and six another way. And but they're not looking at why. They're just trying to put a Band-Aid on everything. And, of course, we know they're D.C. occupiers occupying offices and cutting deals that suit them.
Mm-hmm.
And the big corporations that are helping them,
yeah,
instead of doing what is best for the people in this nation. So go ahead with what you were saying.
Yeah, so so to reverse all this, I mean, and I talk about this at the last final part of the book, but we really do need a strategy. We need an economic strategy. I really do believe that the issues, most of them that we're arguing about now, like the minimum wage, mm-hmm, health care issues, and so forth, these are all directly tied to the core issue, which is mismanagement of our trade policy and the mismanagement of our economy. And so what's happened is, and that's why we've had this huge concentration of wealth in this country, which really doesn't serve any of us well. And it's interesting. I was watching a documentary about Theodore Roosevelt about a week or so ago. And it's interesting. History truly is repeating itself,
mm-hmm,
because we are basically right. We are in the process of taking the United States of America back about over 100 years. And all the issues that we fought about during Roosevelt's time, we're now going backwards on, and we're going to be fighting. We're fighting them all over again. We're fighting the same battles over again. And what's really alarming is when at the turn of the century in the United States, you had this huge concentration of wealth called the Gilded Age. And really, you had people that you would say today, they had good jobs, you would say today, but they were living in cardboard box shacks around these major urban areas because back in that time, you either had a lot or you had nothing.
Mm-hmm.
Wealth was extremely concentrated. And so even like managers at Ford Motor Corp in Detroit, they weren't making a lot of money. They were really, the wages in this country were terrible. And so, and this is what, and people were dying at work, and this is how unions rose. Now again, that's a whole different set of issues there. That became corrupt, as we know, over time and so forth, and that has its own issues. But that's why they came to be. And so now we're kind of going back to, we're right now, this unraveling we're doing because of the bad trade and economic policies, we're pushing the workers in this country back to a similar situation that they faced at the turn of the century.
We're going into a break, but I was going to say, and we'll elaborate on this when we come back. The policies they're doing are doing exactly, the policies they're promoting are doing exactly the opposite of what they're trying to tell the American people.
Exactly.
All right, we're going into a break. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410 for a little common sense with JR and Beth Ann. We will be right back.
CJ Hadley brings us all home on the range as she continues to fight bureaucrats and educate all. CJ is offering her three best and calling it her trifecta offer. It includes 5 quarters of Range Magazine, her newest hardbound book, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, Painters and Poets of the American West, plus her real Buckaroo calendar, all for only $40. It's CJ's trifecta package. CJ Hadley is a patriot, educating the masses with her Range magazine. 5 quarters of Range magazine, brushstrokes and balladeers, and her real Buckaroo calendar. Plus, a special bonus. Add $10 and CJ will throw in another one of her great books, Call of the Cow Country. The trifecta for $40 and the trifecta plus for $50. Order now. Go to rangemagazine.com or give them a call at 1-800-RANGE-4U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you.
Are you frustrated with your current job? Not making the type of money that you know you are worth? Is it time for a change? Maybe it's time you considered starting your own home-based business. Autopilot Marketing has helped thousands of people, just like you, get started working from home. Whether it's an extra $250 to $500 per month part-time or a six-figure full-time income, anything is possible. You don't need any special skills or experience. Anyone can succeed with Autopilot Marketing. Take our free video tour and find out if this opportunity is right for you. Go to income23.com now. That's income23.com. Take our free video tour today and start earning money as early as next week. Go to income23.com. That's income23.com.
Alexis de Tocqueville once stated, "America is great because she is good. If America ceases to be good, America will cease to be great." To know where we are going, we must remember from whence we came. Looking back in our American history, we can see the hand of God. He wrought many miracles in our nation and brought us through much to be a nation under Him, a nation under God. We've forgotten from whence we came. America has lost her greatness. America ceases to be good because we've forgotten our God, who is all that is good. Sue and Bill Federer have compiled 32 truths, which in our history show the hand of God, His answered prayers, His miracles, and His mercy on our nation. For only $22, Miracles in American History will encourage and uplift you. Order Miracles in American History. Send $22 to CSC Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-9820. That's 1-800-351-9820. Again, 1-800-351-9820.
Have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I'm visiting today with J.R. Martin. We're discussing, we haven't got to the infrastructure really yet, but we're discussing jobs and employment and trade and all the things that are going on in this nation that are just bringing us down to just about a third world country. That's where we're headed. We have some callers. J.R., I want to go to Jim from Michigan. Jim, how are you today?
Oh, just fine. Thank you for letting me on, and I agree with everything your guest has talked about. Now, I'm a delegate for Washtenaw County, the Republican Party, Ron Paul-style campaign for liberty. And I asked my friend, what did we accomplish since we've been there? So we got cottage industry as a zoning, and we got another one called, you don't have to file a DBA to gross $50,000. Well, that's a start, but as far as I'm concerned, zoning's all wrong anyway, and I'm fighting it up here in the northern place here where I'm at, and they're sending the village idiot out to go along looking for trouble, and it's only supposed to be a person within 300 feet of you that can make a complaint. Then they got to face you in court. Unless it's something serious, they won't show up. That's the way it's supposed to be. Well, anyway, if they had the down in where Mark Corky's at, down there, cottage industry, the head of the superintendent is going after them because, well, you've hired someone from outside to work, and that's not just the family. Another thing, a guy wanted to put up a big pole barn to store his vehicles for his company, and they're on him on that. They're killing the people. These people are trying to survive, you know, better than jobs, start a business, but there's so much effort to try to to dissuade you from not doing it, like zoning and they call it blight if you had a bunch of stuff laying around, and that's been beaten in court many a times. And this is my concern here. And where I'm at here, some of the people, I went to the township board meeting, and they said, well, they complained that, well, every time we come up here, it's worse, you know, the blight and all this stuff. No kidding. Have you ever seen how many people lost their jobs in these townships or lost their homes and lost their jobs? They're trying to survive. We have a law called the right to farm. What about the right to live? You know, big government would just leave us alone, and these do-gooders in the townships, people will come back naturally. If they're left alone, they will invent, they will do things, and they'll cause more jobs to be there or make their own jobs, which is better than that.
You're right.
And I think the corporations are the big fault. I think when this is all over, there shouldn't be anything such as a corporation. Maybe there's some good ones. I'm sure there are, but that's my feeling.
Well, they invented the corporations, you know, the legal end of that anyway, for tax purposes. That's what that came up to be. Isn't that right, JR?
Yeah.
But I want to tell Jim that I really commend you for being active and involved there in your community, because that's what we need. We need people to get involved in their communities. I want to thank you for that.
Well, they're going after the hog farmer again.
Oh, yeah. They already killed all his hogs. What else can they do?
Yeah. I tell you what, eternal vigilance is the price of liberty. If we don't do it, we're going to lose it. Thank you.
You're absolutely right. Thank you, Jim. We have another caller, unless you want to elaborate on that, JR.
Well, I just think people like Jim is the reason this country exists and has done as well as it has, and it's the reason it's going to come back.
That's right, and I believe so, too. We have Larry from Missouri. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth. I've got a question. I guess it's a question anyway. I've been in a little trouble here with the police and the state police involved, and they charged me like 3 hours of their time at $39 an hour. It seems to me it's like a double standard for working wages. How the state expect a person to work for minimum wage while the state is charging so much more than what the people can even make.
Well, I don't know exactly what you're trying to say there. Why did they charge you anything?
Well, that's for all the paperwork and everything.
Oh, okay.
They're charging that. Their time is $39 an hour.
Yeah, he's talking about the state having such higher wages as compared to
wages than what the normal person can even make.
Now you bring up a good point. Actually, this chart that I referred to earlier in my book, so it's interesting. You've got if you look at the job growth over the last few decades, you've got the low wage going through the roof. You've got the high and medium wage jobs going down just as steeply. And the ones that are staying flat are the government jobs. They're going slightly up. And that's what's happening as far as wage growth. And you're right. And that's unsustainable. That's why we have these huge deficits at federal, state, and local levels.
Yeah. All right. Thank you.
Okay, Larry. Appreciate your call. You know, we see so much of this going on. And did you hear about in the state of California, the very the industry, like the unions, that were pushing for that minimum wage to $15 an hour now want to exempt themselves from it? Well, on first thought, you'd think, well, it's because they're already over that minimum wage. But absolutely not. They are under that. But they negotiate their wages, so they think they should be exempt from that. I thought that was a little ironical, didn't you?
Yeah, I think so.
A little double standard there.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's kind of, in my opinion, they're probably taking out their competition, those that aren't unioned, because they'll be forced to pay the minimum wage and above, and they won't be because they'll be negotiating.
Yeah, you know, and I, like I said, I think this whole minimum wage, it's the wrong argument we should be having. We should be talking about why are wages, why is this even an issue? Why do we even have to have this debate?
I agree. I think it's the same with some of these other issues. We're not, you know, we're putting a Band-Aid on it. That's not really going to help. Just raising everybody's wages is not going to help. In fact, in the long run, there's going to be a lot of unintended consequences, although I'm not sure they're really that unintended.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. So, you know, maybe if you'd like, we could talk a little bit about infrastructure.
Let's get started,
all the issues we've got there. So this all relates. So you've got actually, I was talking to a good friend of mine who is over in North Carolina, I speak of North Carolina, who's retired. And he was saying, he's a Republican, and he was saying, you know, he's fed up, though. He's really upset with the Republican Party right now. He says, and the Democrats. He says, we can't get anything done. He says the infrastructure where he lives, he's over in the Raleigh-Durham area, he says it's crumbling, and bridges and roads and everything else. And he goes, you just can't, it's like nobody can get anything done. Well, part of the issue you've got, like this train issue we had with Amtrak a few weeks ago, this tragic death
yes.
of many people, you've got a situation really where you literally are running out of money because of the issues we're talking about with taxes and spending and so forth. We've got to, when you're borrowing a third of what you're spending at the federal level, and most of that money is going to these social programs, these domestic programs, that leaves very little discretionary money left to spend on infrastructure. And then and the same is happening at the state and local levels. And again, this goes back, so you're going to have more and more infrastructure issues. That's why our roads and bridges. I was caught in a winter storm down in Iowa a few years ago, and I was on Interstate 80. And that highway, because of the winter they had down there, the state literally ran out of money to get salt for trucks to clear the roads, even the interstate. And I was driving on roads that were treacherous, and they just didn't have the money to clear them. And so this is happening more and more. This even happened up in the area that I'm living at, up near the Twin Cities. And so what's happening is, again, because of the diminished tax base, the states are left with the choices of, and a lot of the money being tied up in social programs and so forth. And when it comes to infrastructure spending, they've either got to raise taxes significantly on a much smaller tax base, or they got to cut spending drastically in other areas in order to be able to shift funds over to infrastructure. And again, most of what we're talking about is definitely at the federal level. We're talking about moving other people's money, borrowed money. We're not even, you know, so this is why we basically, literally at the federal level especially, in a lot of states, we're really bankrupt.
Oh, yeah.
And this is what you're seeing the effects of with the declining infrastructure, and it's only going to get worse.
Absolutely. We're going into a break. We have some callers. I want them to hold if they will. We're going into a break. The number is 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. And JR and Beth Ann will be right back. BioAg, working with nature naturally. Murray Bast has been my guest several times here on CSC Talk Radio. You know now he's devoted to helping farmers and ranchers. Murray is my common sense voice for improved agriculture. Farmers and ranchers are vital to any nation. Our food and how it's grown is more than just planting a seed, slopping the hogs, or feeding the cows. There's a science to it, and it takes a special kind of people. Since 1982, their mission has been to produce and supply products and services that warrant and support true sustainable agriculture. BioAg is a major supplier of natural products and services for livestock and crop production. Become a BioAg distributor. BioAg consultants and distributors are devoted. BioAg.com has all the products you need to improve your bottom line as well as improve your products and health. Visit bio-ag.com or call them at 1-800-363-5278. That's 1-800-363-5278. Abigail Adams said, "A patriot without religion, in my estimation, is as great a paradox as an honest man without the fear of God." CSC Talk Radio welcomes Melody Cederstrom with Discount Gold and Silver Trading, a Christian company founded on the principles of truth and honesty that provides a quality product, quality service with competitive pricing. Melody and I are working together to bring you the best and most honest products and prices in the gold and silver market. Let Melody's nearly 20 years of experience in gold and silver trading be your investment guide. She can assist you with your gold and silver purchases. Honesty, truth, and integrity are her way. Call Melody and tell her welcome to CSC Talk Radio, and then let her be your gold and silver dealer. Visit Melody online at dgscoins.com or call Melody Cederstrom at 1-800-375-4188. That's online at dgscoins.com or 1-800-375-4188.
Going once, going twice, sold to the highest bidder. Has the U.S. been sold out by those we've trusted to guard, protect, and help this nation prosper? Selling U.S. out is a nonpartisan examination of the trade and economic policies that brought about the current economic crisis. It is receiving great reviews from Americans across the social and political spectrum. Beth is proud to call J.R. Martin a friend, and she's thrilled he's provided his book for you. CSC Talk Radio listeners, we speak about communism, socialism, but what about corporatism, greed? What did free trade accomplish? NAFTA? GATT? NAFTA? Why is American productivity and our own industries failing? Why are we losing American businesses and American jobs? J.R. Martin has generously made his book available so that Beth can offer it to you at a discounted price. Nearly 400 pages packed with powerful information and years of research. We have to know the truth in order to turn this mess around. Send $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. That's Selling U.S. Out. $15 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018.
If you believe, as I do, that America's headed the wrong way and needs to turn around, write this down. Western Conservative Summit 2015. Your story, freedom alive. June 26th, 27th, and 28th at the Colorado Convention Center. Be there. This is John Andrews inviting you to join me for the best weekend of your summer. A huge rally on the right with thousands of new friends and dozens of great speakers. Presidential contenders like Scott Walker, Ben Carson, Rick Santorum, Carly Fiorina, Mike Huckabee, Rick Perry. Media stars like Hugh Hewitt, Katie Pavlich, Byron York. Thought leaders like Arthur Brooks and David Horowitz. Economic gurus like Art Laffer and Larry Kudlow. Grassroots training workshops. Terrific entertainment. Low prices with discounts for military, educators, clergy, under 30s, and groups. Call 844-685-4376. Or go to WesternConservativeSummit.com. That's WesternConservativeSummit.com.
And we have returned. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're in the final segment of today's show. We've been talking about our jobs, our economy, and the infrastructure, and we do have a caller from Florida. We have Mike. Mike, how are you today?
Pretty good. How are you doing there, Beth?
I'm doing all righty. What's on your mind?
Well, I got a question for JR and that, and you. You saw what we posted on Facebook and everything there about Disney going to fire everybody, but before they get fired, they got to train these illegals to take over their jobs. I'm wondering what JR's intake is on that.
Well, I don't know. I don't know that they're illegals. It's just immigrants that are coming in, or other people that are coming in, and they're going to take those jobs for a lesser amount. And so they're letting 250 workers go. JR, I don't know if you've seen that or not.
Yeah, I'm up to this. Actually, a colleague who's very active on these issues, Dr. Ron Hera, wrote an article about this that's on the internet, so if people wanted to Google that. And he's a strong advocate. What they did was they abused what's called the H-1B visa program. This has been going on for years, and I talk about this in a section in my book, and I got a lot of details and charts that discuss this. But what this is, these visas were originally set up to allow companies to bring people in where they had a shortage of skills. But now this program has been greatly abused, I'd say the last 30 years,
where it's been abused two ways. One is mainly Indian IT companies have been using this visa program to get their workers in. This is what happened to Disney, to take over IT departments of big corporations and bring people in that are willing to work for a lot less than the American people. And then the American workers have to train their replacement workers. And then they shift a lot of the – so they bring the workers in, they take the jobs here in the U.S., and then they shift a lot of the work back to India.
But my question is for you, JR. Okay, they're working for less. The thing is, what happens to these people once, you know, say, you know, like I train somebody to operate a wrap machine or something like that, or, you know, operate something like that. What happens to that person? Does he get unemployment? Does he find another job? Are they going to replace him? You know, or replace him into another area, or is he just going to get fired? If that's the case, why should I train somebody to do my job where this guy's going to work for free, basically?
Well, yeah, I wrote an article about this a few years ago because this happened with another U.S. company. I think it was Tyco. It's been happening all over. I mean, the list is long. But here's what happens in a lot of these cases. In this Disney case, these people are going to get laid off. They're basically going to get fired. They're going to lose their jobs. And why would they do it? Because the company tells them, if you don't do this, you get no severance package. So if you want to get severance, these are the conditions. And one of the conditions are you train these people when they bring them in. The other things a lot of these companies do, and they make it a condition, again, of getting their severance pay, is they make them sign non-disclosure agreements so they can't tell anybody what the company's doing to them. If they violate the NDA, the company comes back and sues them, or the company, if they refuse to sign the NDA, the company doesn't give them their severance pay.
It's bribery and blackmail. That's what it is, basically.
No, the ones that are getting, I'm sorry about that. The ones that are getting trained in, okay, the Indians or the immigrants or whatever. Now, are they going to be paying the state tax and, you know, everything that we have to pay? Are they going to be having to, you know, hold the same title and everything, or are they going to, you know, are they going to get, you know, like I know some of the gas stations and that stuff there that the India people have, they don't have to pay taxes. Are they going to have to pay taxes, or are they going to get a
depends on their status, but yeah, in most cases, no, they'll pay a lot less taxes. And this adds to the problem we were talking about for most of this show, the decline of the U.S. tax base. So this is another issue right here where we've got U.S. people being let go and foreign workers coming in. So now you got a double whammy because now you're taking these employed Americans and you're sticking them on unemployment for a period of time. So now the taxpayers have got to take that hit. And now the people that are coming in to replace them aren't going to be paying taxes.
Right. Well, I do appreciate it, man. And, you know, like I've been listening to Beth. I'm a firm backer of her and everything like that, and I do appreciate it. If you got a website there, sir, I would really like to get it from you prior to the show ending. If Beth could give it out, or, you know, Beth, if you can, send it to me on my Facebook.
Okay.
And I would like to further the conversation.
All right. And plus, if you have the book, the U.S., Selling U.S. Out, it's got all the information that he's been talking about in it, or the majority of it. And we have that here. And he's gifted that to me, so all I'm selling it for is $15. So you want to give your website, JR?
Yeah, it's sellingusout.org, O-R-G. SellingUSOut.org. And Beth, on her radio show website, my contact information is on there as well. And for those on social media, I'm on Twitter and Facebook and all that. And if you go to the website, you'll be able to get those links.
All right. Thank you. Appreciate it, Mike. Appreciate all that you do and listening to CSE Talk Radio. We're down to about a minute. That's how fast we've gone. So we haven't covered near everything, I'm certain. But, you know, I think the one thing that we've kept saying throughout this is it's never exactly what it seems to be. They always want to put a Band-Aid on it, and what they say is going to fix things. When we were going to that last break, I said, you know, that what they're telling us, how they're going to fix the middle class is doing the exact opposite.
That's
and the
true.
Middle class is the one suffering. Now, the poor, you know, they're suffering too, but the middle class is the one who's really suffering, and we're trying to do it for everybody, and we just can't. I mean, when the middle class loses the jobs, this nation's not got much left.
That's right, Beth. Absolutely right.
Absolutely. So you want to sum it up here in about 45 seconds or so?
Yeah, I'd say this is all fixable, and it starts with getting engaged. And actually, one thing I want to encourage everybody listening to this show to do today, like right now, to get engaged, is call your congressman or your congresswoman and tell them to oppose giving President Obama fast-track trade authority. It's called TPA.
Mm-hmm.
And tell them to vote no on that, because that's happening right now as we speak. The Republicans are trying to generate the votes, as well as the Democrats, in the House of Representatives. It's already passed the Senate. This will be disastrous. This will destroy what's left of our economy, and it'll also destroy what's left of the Constitution. So tell them to vote no on TPA. Please, please call your congressional representatives. They do listen if enough people call. So
absolutely.
Please call them.
Numbers count.
Yep.
They count in everything.
Yep.
And don't think your voice doesn't count. Don't think your vote doesn't count. I know that we have corruption in the voting system, and that goes on and on. That's probably always been that way. But that doesn't make it right for you not to vote or not to make that call. I appreciate all that you're doing, JR. We are out of time. I thank you so much. You know, folks, it's going to take every single one of us to bring America home.
Complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
877-959-MY-TV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-959-MY-TV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-959-MY-TV. That's 877-959-MY-TV.
Affinity 4 is making it easy for you to stay connected with friends and family with their new senior-friendly wireless phone. This Affinity 4 phone features large buttons with an easy-to-use keypad, dedicated speed dial buttons, nationwide coverage on one of America's largest networks, and more. With its dedicated emergency call SOS feature, not only can you stay connected, but you also have the peace of mind knowing that in an emergency situation, you're protected. Plus, it's the only senior-friendly phone that allows you to give back to this radio station. That's right. Through Affinity 4's Give Back program, the proceeds will be donated to this radio station each month. This offer is available while supplies last, so don't wait.
Call 1-800-311-2648. 1-800-311-2648. That's 1-800-311-2648.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSE Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csetalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power.